It is time to state your proof or quit making it up. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network from Denver. All this week at the convention, Maureen Dowd, Dick Morris, and probably other commentators have been making the case that Bill and Hillary Clinton either have or will sabotage Barack Obama's campaign. Now, being a commentator myself, I am perfectly open to sabotage stories. But if what I'm hearing from the Clintons constitutes sabotage, if this is how you throw a campaign off the rails, then Americans should pray for more sabotage. So after giving her speech on Wednesday, Hillary comes to the floor on Tuesday, stops the roll call vote, gives her own vote to Obama, and then moves that he be nominated by acclamation. I realize it had all the spontaneity of a traffic light. I realize that for all the drama, the voting, magically, ended at the exact time listed in the official schedule. But even though it was a contrived display of unity, it was a contrived display of unity that she agreed to. This is a style of sabotage that I think most saboteurs would agree is breathtaking in its subtlety. And then Bill Clinton's speech. If that's the way Bill Clinton sabotages his enemies, then someone tell me where I can sign up to be one of Bill Clinton's enemies. The Clintons this week did just about every public thing to help the Obamas but tuck in their kids. As for the price of that support, my guess is it was a promise from the Obamas to fight. Because even if you have to spend the season on the bench, it's a lot more fun if your team wins. My guess is they got a promise from the Obamas not to let idealism stop them from doing what it takes to win, even if it's just a teeny-weeny bit nasty. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.